Muchas gracias, señor
President, thank you very much. Distinguished delegates, our country has submitted two requests for extensions pursuant to Article 5 of the Convention on destruction of anti-personnel mines and clearance of a territory. Unfortunately, Colombia has seen the indiscriminate use of this kind of device by organized armed groups who for decades have been threatening the life and the very integrity of Colombians. But we have to consider the technical operational efforts. It has been not possible for us to deploy all of these to properly tackle these threats. The efforts that we have been making enable us today to say that 80.46% of our territory is nevertheless free of mines. And that means that of the 1,121 municipalities in the country, 902 are mine-free. 13.5 million square meters have been cleared, and we have destroyed over 5,400 devices. We are currently conducting humanitarian demining activities in 98 local authorities. About 3.5 million square meters are currently being worked on. To comply with actions 22, 23, and 24 of the Oslo Action Plan, and also looking to the commitments that we undertook in 2020, thinking about the second request, in May of this year, we presented an updated demining program for 2023-2025. This was developed thanks to a participative process, and it was based on the National Development Plan 2022-2026, Colombia, a global power for peace. This was the result of a national dialogue between all the sectors, donor countries, and the convention itself. The operational plan recognizes the operational capacity that we have for humanitarian demining, bearing in mind community network activity and community education on mine risk, also the capacity for the state to make progress on mine action. There is no doubt that the support of the international community, especially the support of the convention itself and of donors, are a pre-requirement to make sure that Colombia can continue to make progress in implementing this plan. We are particularly thinking about the goal that we have set ourselves to clear the 98 local authorities that are currently being cleared, together with all of the authorities that we have declared as free already this year. If we consider the compliance of Article 5 of the Convention, Colombia's efforts will be focusing on 121 local authority areas, that is 10% of our national territory. These have not been able to be assigned to operators yet until the conditions are in place guaranteeing the sustainability of demining activities with no risk for the communities and the members of the mine clearance teams. In these territories, preventive activities have been conducted in order to try and minimize the risk posed by mines. This year alone, about 4,590 preventive activities have been conducted, benefiting 42,000 people. We've been focusing on safe behavior, which can reduce the risk posed by anti-personnel mines. We will continue to ask those who place mines to simply desist from producing them and using them, and to recognize that comprehensive mine action is simply humanitarian, aiming to save lives and to alleviate the suffering of the communities at risk. President, before I conclude my statement, I wish to indicate that Colombia has been making great progress when it comes to gender action and ensuring this is present in all its mine action. We must do this in all of the mine action activities we conduct, where we are really focusing on enhancing the participation and involvement of women. particularly when it comes to the seven civil society operators. We have the following figures, which we hope to keep improving on. 15% of experts in technical demining are women. 4% of accredited demine operators are women. 1% of explosive device disposal operators are women. We are committed to a gender equal representation policy, and we see women as drivers of sustainable development. We're committed to this policy. Thank you.